Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Sunday, and what a treacherous day it is. Sleeting, snowing, but none of that stuff will stop Arts and Seizures from making its completed rounds. Lynn, there may be snow on the roof, but there is fire in the furnace, baby.
It's nice and warm in here.
And that's Pete Zaremba.
I'm back.
He's back. He was in Spain doing what I do best.
That's right. What do I do? I came back. The pizza's better here.
The pizza's better. Everyone's favorite pizza, Pete Zaremba.
Right.
And we're joined by local pop sensations, the Carvels, featuring our very good friend and a return guest, the great Lynn Von Pang.
Hello.
I love
it. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. And we
love Carvel.
Tom Carvel. You know, maybe we should get a Fudgy the Whale for Valentine's Day.
Fudgy the Whale.
Get your lover a Fudgy the Whale.
Well, we've got sweet sounds for
sweet,
you.
All right, we got sweet sounds. We got the Carvels. But Zaremba, first, tell me, 40 years of the Flesh Tones, and you're still stomping around Spain like much younger men.
Better than ever. Better than ever. 18.
Much.
I know, Mike. I get it, Mike.
But we've missed you.
Yeah, well, you know, 18 shows in 20 nights, plus recording a song, plus shooting a music video. And
a music video? So 80s of you.
Oh, yeah, right. Doing the MTV thing. And
back
and
to your roots.
Co-DJed on national Spanish radio with Sotano, with Diego, my friend.
El Sotano?
El Sotano, the basement. So we had fun. But they did give us pizza for some reason, in Barcelona. The guys from Ruta 66 magazine thought it was groovy to give the American band a bunch of pizzas for dinner. And I have to tell you, the pizzas in Barcelona are terrible. Terrible.
But Ruta 66 is good for good old friends of ours. I'm glad they're still rock and rolling.
Still rocking. They sponsored our show in Barcelona.
Always. I wrote, they let me review my own gig in that magazine years ago, and I got a bag of hate mail. The nerve of this guy. I gave myself a good review.
Of course you did. Someone's got to.
They didn't get as much hate mail, though, as the time that I poo-pooed the Beatles. But that's a story for another time.
Oh.
Well, you know, the best hamburgers are always made out of the sacred cows. So, never forget.
So is this our official Saint? That's why I'm back, really.
It's Saint Valentine's.
Saint Valentine's.
Boy, you are old.
Yes, that's right. I'm Well, so we're back.
This is it.
I see you've got the place decorated with little paper hearts. Everyone's looking around.
Yeah. And the awkward day table.
And
is,
a big box of delicious chocolates. Mike, where did you get these?
Later we're going to bring in a cake, and stripper's going to jump out and hurt you and then jump back in.
Okay.
But we were talking about love today.
L-U-V, is that the theme of
love.
The show? Love.
Isn't it always a theme of the show?
It is. The freewheeling Mike Edison.
Another side of Pizza Rumba.
Another pizza. Turn it upside down.
All right. Tell you what, I'm going to start with some sounds, then we're going to visit with Lynn Vaughn and the Carvels. What do you got for us, Lynn?
Oh, well, here's a song off our record that's available on CD Baby, and this one is called Crawling Home.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yep.
One, two, three, four. Johnny Rook got a hole. Susie Book and Stocks got a hole. Why can't I? Left me on my own, and now I gotta go and crawl back home. Johnny Punk Rock got a home. Scissor book and socks got a home. Why can't I have a home? Because I want to sing a song of my own. Because when you call it home, you got a paper road with broken teeth and broken bones so that you can find your way alone. When your boys leave you on your own, when you gotta crawl back home, I don't wanna crawl back home. So I don't wanna crawl back home.
All right, can you dig it?
Lynn, that was kind of a sad Valentine, but you know, sad. Sad, broken heart, love songs.
There's plenty of room for heartbreak on Valentine's.
This is for all the people that are alone.
For a fake holiday.
The Carvels are here for
That's
you.
That's good. I want to ask you, though, do you find, Lynn, that crawling home has been a theme you've explored in your songs since I've known you when we were teenagers?
Well, I started crawling home when we were teenagers, for sure, yes. I made a career out of it.
And so someday you'll actually get home.
I get better at it every time.
All right. And let's introduce the band, why don't we?
Sure. Well, to my right is Mr. Brian Morgan, who's the co-founder of this little group that we have.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
And then we have Mr. Steve Pang.
Pang, I got to
tell you. Our drummer.
The tambourine's offering that big Phil Spector sound. I'm digging it.
Yeah. And then behind me is Mr. Dave Spinley. Sweet Spinley on saxophone.
Shout out to John Cave.
All right.
And we're missing our bass player. Apparently he got lost.
The bass player's probably home wondering why there are only four strings on his guitar.
He sings too, so.
Or he's stuck in the snow.
It is treacherous.
It is treacherous.
I'd say, well, then you've been certainly keeping busy. You've been singing with sort of a revamped Heartbreakers variety show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's major league stuff you're doing.
That was the LAMF tribute show. Yeah, that was amazing. That was a great opportunity. Clem Burke. Walter Luhr, my old pal, and Wayne Kramer joined us.
It's crazy.
And, Tommy from The Replacements.
I mean, I've known you, Lynn, since we were kids, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, coming up. And
Reuben Hall.
And eating lunch in the cafeteria at NYU. I was a film student. I was an inmate there for a little while. Yeah. And Lynn was one of the freaks who went to Parsons
across
the street, but who ate at the NYU cafeteria. Yeah. And, you know, just sort of like as outliers in the whole scene, we sort of gravitated towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you got a lot of crawling, stumbling,
punk rock, wrestling,
punk rock, wrestling, pornography,
lots of alcohol,
booze and drugs,
yeah.
Booze and drugs. What made us the woman and man we are today? What else is going on? I mean, that's you know, it's funny though. We think about when we started out. Now you know you're playing with Wayne Kramer, the MC5. You know Blondie. I mean, these are the people that we looked up to when we just met, and you know, now you're rubbing elbows with.
It was amazing.
You know the.
Well, you know,
Clem
playing in a small room is like a hurricane. There's nothing like it. Like listening to him play in a small room, it's crazy.
Yeah, he's a thunderous thunderous drummer.
But we have a show of our own coming up on Saturday at Berlin, and we're playing with.
You should explain to our international audience what you mean by that.
Well, Berlin is a punk rock club in the East Village, and you know what? Rock and roll is not dead in Manhattan. So I just want to spread the word. No, it's not. We're playing Saturday night.
No, you're keeping the flame alive. So remember, weighing on this.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, is it alive? You've traveled the world. You've been to the four corners of the globe, flesh-toning it up. Is rock and roll still alive?
Rock and roll is very much alive, although sometimes it's a bit like being in a polka band. But, you know, Lynn, you know, yourself, the flesh tones. There are many other bands. You know?
Yeah.
I think rock and roll has gone back to the grassroots, if I may say so. Be it those roots are sometimes gray or in some cases non-existent, Michael.
Well, I no longer have bad hair days. Now I only have good hat days.
You're very nice hat. And I like your muffler. Too,
oh,
that you're wearing in the studio.
My muffler, so I don't get the grip.
Yeah. Actually, the grip.
That's some Eisenhower era argot for you, right there.
La gripe was rampant in Spain, actually.
You know what I hate? I hate people who get sick on tour.
Oh, you should have been on this one then. You would have loved it.
Except hangovers. That's okay. That's a little kind of sick.
That's not a sick. It's like a hangover. It's like jet lag. It's like, whatever. I always feel shitty in the morning.
Yes.
You should.
I feel crappy every time.
Just more
time of day.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you have, Mike, that you have almost a full orchestra in the studio today. And I, for our international listeners, of which we have dozens, why don't you explain the Carvel name a bit? Or your story.
Well,
it's short.
You know, the Carvels is like if the Ramones and the Ronettes had kids and Lou Reed was the nanny. It's very New York. It's a little tough and dirty, but it's primarily sweet. Lou Reed, the nastiest man in the world, according to some, wrote beautiful love songs. And that's kind of what we're about. And Carvel.
I heard that Lou had a heart of gold.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I have a fake news.
But Carvel is a beloved local ice cream chain.
Fudgy the Whale.
National
Fudgy
brand.
The Whale.
Yeah. So,
Fudgy the Whale, kids.
Cookie Puss.
Yeah. Okay. Which was Fuzzy the Whale upside down.
Brilliant. It's probably a one-shaped cake for
That's
all.
That's
right. One mold. One mold.
So and on St. Patty's Day, he was Cookie Opus.
Cookie Opus.
Cookie
Opus. Well,
I'm
breaking
my ear. Did they ever do like a Hanukkah?
We've done
Carvel or a
Hanukkah
Passover
Carvel?
Did they ever have a...
You just take the candles and the whale, I think. speaking of St. Patrick's Day, though, I'm breaking my long-standing tradition of not leaving the house on St. Patrick's Day to do a gig with you and our other rock and roll combo, the Garden State Social Club.
Where
are we playing?
Where's that?
Diviera Drive in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Part of the Chills and Fever rock and roll concert series.
I'm leaving my long-standing tradition of not coming into Brooklyn, except for now.
Boy, she sniffed. All right. I think it's time for another song.
Speaking about Brooklyn,
Speaking about sniffing.
Where the hell is Aaron?
Where is that bartender? Is
paging Aaron.
I think you better play a song.
Yeah, okay. Our prodigal bartender has promised us cocktails. Maybe you can. When you sing, it is sort of like a siren call for the bartender.
Okay. All right.
Lynn's in the house. They know.
So normally I sing this with my bass player, but he got lost. Or maybe he's eating pizza, but I'm going to sing both parts myself.
All right.
Today. So you want to count us in, Mr. Pang?
Baby, where you got my heart, didn't want it. Baby, where you broke my heart, I didn't mean it. Baby, won't you tell me why? It wasn't my idea to break your heart. Wasn't my idea to break your heart. Baby, you got a nervous mind, I could've told you. Happened is so hard to find, I tried to warn you. Tried so hard to make you. Wasn't my idea to break your heart. Wasn't my idea to break your heart. Well, I don't like the hood it takes to learn about love. Gonna give myself a break and do it without love. I don't like the hood it takes to learn about something wrong, something missing from my charm. Tried so hard to make you want, but it wasn't my idea to break your heart. It wasn't my idea to break your heart.
Oh, baby, I'm the one that's losing. Thank you.
The bass player showed up.
He showed up.
The bass player showed up.
He showed up to sing his
verse. Kinetic Radio, coming to you directly from Roberta's in Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Flatbush.
Well, this was Stephen Fallon just walked in the studio.
Reverse it. Reverse it.
Ah, another side. Yeah. Another side of Heritage Radio.
Yes, apologies for the delay.
Have a seat for one.
Had heavy train trouble, I should say.
Well, it is treacherous out there. Yes, and again, I got a compliment pang on the tambourine. This is no joke. You know, I mean, we used to have a test in my early band. If you couldn't play tambourine, you couldn't be in the band. Mm. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, guys like Zaremba, you make it look easy. But the truth is to be steady and even and, like, really propel the band, yeah, and not drag it down and not, like, Lori Partridge, the whole fucking thing is not an easy fucking job. So you know, from one drummer to another, I mean that's it. That's the root of the wall of sound, no less. Yes.
That was the high point of that one, the tambourine.
No. Lynn, you've been my favorite singer in New York for many, many years. I'm using my Joe Franklin voice again. Many, 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 many years. And what else is shaking? You got the Carvels happening. Mm-hmm. You've been singing, you've been making the nightclub scene. You do the Cramps tribute. You do the Heartbreakers thing. Mm-hmm. What is next to the world?
Garden State Social Club. Yeah,
basically,
still going.
A drinking society with guitars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to summer. Really
summer, man. Today is just one of those icy cold fucking days. You know what I'm looking forward to?
Seems pretty far away, guys.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Go find the bartender.
Where is Aaron?
we need him
come in and do a song.
is Aaron? Well, the bartender's great. Everybody here at Roberta's treats us like gold for some unknown reason. It's because the rumba tips large.
Mike.
Well, I'll just get
Mike.
Yeah. Always.
Hey, what's Patrick up to anyway? That's what's been bothering.
St. Patrick's Day. Because you've been gone, dude. I forgot. I had a bottle of absinthe for you because you missed the last.
While you
were running around Spain.
I am Patrick Martins.
There it is. There was another Heritage Radio to do with a build your own cocktail bar, sort of like for kids when they have ice cream bars.
What did you build?
Except this was built out of like liquor and artisanal bitters. And dude, we made like pitchers of Manhattans, carafes of martinis.
When are you doing this again?
Remember the old Howard Johnson's in Times Square? They had the sign on the window. It said, "Why not a pitcher of martinis?"
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of fucking reasons why. You guys got a drinking song?
I partook of those martinis song. There. I really
it was like why like a carafe of Manhattans? Why not? There you go.
Jim Backus.
It's a mad world. It's the wacky world of Peter Zaremba.
That's right.
I mean, not that all your songs aren't about love and drinking, but you got a song about love and drinking, perhaps?
A few, right? Darling, where are you?
Tell you what, call out a key. Let's put Zaremba to some good use. He's got a big satchel of harmonicas here. And
name your key.
Play it in the key of blue, if you can. You know, in the key of blue down there by the thing of boo.
Darling?
Yeah, no, that might not work.
See, Zaremba, what you missed is 2 weeks of like radical left wing protest songs. It was definitely. I don't know if it was more arts or more seizures while you were gone.
Very, very Woody.
We're gonna do a song in G.
Very Phil Oakes.
Is that okay?
A G.
Yeah.
G. Let's see.
G. In the key of G.
In the key of G.
This song is called Dusty Gold.
A C harp for Zaremba. All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, let it roll. Okay. Here we go. Here on Arts and Seizures with the Carvels, Mike Edison, Pete Zaremba,
and
our
Cavalcade
Stars.
This song is called Dusty
Gold. Dusty Gold.
We'll bring it back. We'll bring it back. No.
What would it be like if you could say, darling, I love to look in your eyes? If you knew how much I loved you, we seagulls. My barren love lies in the way. Oh, baby, did you
dig it. Dusty Gold, I'm assuming not about the Rustler of Gold does.
Mike, I got to call to your attention a serious incident of mutinous insubordination here. The engineer has refused to leave the control room to find Aaron the bartender.
Well, maybe it's one of the go-go girls.
Wait, so you're saying David the engineer refused to stop engineering?
That's right. Exactly.
Okay. Maybe he's dazzled by that beautiful woman that's in there.
Well, that's
Put all the faders on 10 and go find Aaron.
So remember, a man who's got his priorities sorted. So we're barreling into Valentine's Day, and Pete, you romantic fool, what have you got planned for your beautiful wife?
A delicious dinner at La Fawn Restaurant in Greenpoint.
At La who?
La Fawn.
On Valentine's Day?
On St. Valentine's Day.
Because they say that's the worst day to eat out. No, the second worst. I think Mother's Day is the first.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, maybe we should. Maybe we'll
go
cancel
the night after.
Go the night after.
Yes.
Okay. Then
I think they spit in your
we're
food
having a quiet dinner
jealous
at home, Mike. A quiet dinner at home.
He's going to some restaurant that I can't spell on Valentine's Day. Aww. Until Lynn Harsh.
L-E-F-O-N-D.
Well, I think that if you want to get somebody something special for Valentine's Day, the Carvel's album.
The Carvel. Oh, the Carvel. Uh-huh.
It's on.
Uh-huh. There it is. He's arrived.
It's on iTunes, CD Baby, and all of your regular digital music sources.
All right. No, check out the Carvel's coming up.
It's called It Wasn't My Idea to Break Your Heart. Ooh.
Oh, I like that title.
A picture of old fashions. Why not? Aaron the bartender is here.
With a delicious old fashioned.
Now that's what I call romantic.
This is good. On a day like today, it's just what you want, a bartender with a keg of brandy and a little barrel around his neck. All right, Aaron. So that's very groovy. Lynn, what are you doing Valentine's Day? You getting your sweetheart a Fudgy the Whale cake, perhaps? Cookie opus, a heart-shaped Carvel
cake? He's in the room, so I can't say. I'll ruin the surprise. Well, we'll eat out. Like, we're actually going to go to brunch at the Waldorf next week.
Brunch at the Waldorf. Brunch another.
Did you know that they're closing?
I did not know, but brunch is also a minefield, you know, when it comes to, like, the dining experience. I haven't done brunch in a long time.
Well, the Waldorf brunch is supposed to be legendary.
Well, you probably cut the wheat from the shaft, meaning no one under the age of will be there.
Are you talking like it's a Peacock Walk there in the center thingy there with the, it's very nice.
There's lots of champagne. Lobster.
I have to say, for everyone out there, flowers always work. Okay,
flowers. My experience,
and it's not a candy gram either. Which
candy gram.
Mike, why don't you tell the people about candy grams, Mike?
As soon as my heart's broke, I'm just waiting for a letter from the little red-haired girl.
Oh.
That's kind of...
Well, here we go.
But in the meanwhile, we've got old-fashions from Aaron the bartender.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Made the old-fashioned way. He muddled.
Mm. Oh, it's muddled. Oh, it's
he
good.
He muddles.
Oh, it's good.
What do you think?
His mudder was a mudder.
All right. Oh. Tastes like heaven.
It is a little glass of heaven. Well, can you dig it? I'll tell you what, it's been, as always, the fastest half hour.
Well, are you kidding, Mike? Wait a minute.
I'm not kidding.
Mike,
we got the drinks.
Don't tell me that.
I'm going to tell everybody once again to make sure to check out the Carvels on CD Baby. Just dial it into your internet machine and make sure you find them because they are fine, nothing but fine.
The Carvels, and of course, NYC.
Carvels, NYC. What about the Fleshtones? You guys run out of gas?
The Fleshtones are on sabbatical, but
on sabbatical.
Within months, we will be playing in Rhode Island. And
I've heard of it.
And are planning more shows in China and possibly Japan and Taiwan.
Also, you have a fantastic album that's not that old.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's less than a year
thank
old,
you.
Right?
It's much less. It's only a few months. Yes, the band drinks for
the
free.
The band drinks for free.
The Fleshtones, starring the Fleshtones.
Yes.
40 years later, you finally got that sussed.
We got that figured out. It took a while. We figured, why not call the album that, you know? Anyway, I do want to say hello to all our international listeners, including the Simone family in Paris, our friends in New Caledonia, in Noumea, who are probably listening. Huh? They'll have to wait then, right? It's tomorrow.
And let's not forget our Canadian friends, especially my friend Christine Montreal, who's taking a bath in a big bowl of chicken soup right now and healing up. Love from Arts and Seizures, but it's time to go.
Oh, don't tell me that, Mike. Come on, let's do an extra.
You guys can get
2 minutes.
Maybe a little blues we can throw down as we walk on out of here, Lynn. Just. Zeremba will sing. I know he can sing.
Just
throw us a little blues and
drip drop. Drip drop in A.
Drip drop by Dion. All right, one more time. Arts and Seizures. Aaron the bartender. Dave the engineer. Pete Zeremba. Mike.
Well, the roof is
leaking. Here we go. See you next week.
The rain's falling on my head. It won't stop. You mind your own business, shut your lip. I know I'm a boy, giving a slip. Wow. The roof is leaking, rain falling on my head.
Oh, yeah.
Drop.
Oh, yeah.
You know I cried so hard, tears falling on my bed. On the floor, on the floor, I said, whoa. I said,
Arts and Seizures. Let's hear it one more time for the Carvels. Aaron the bartender, Dave in the booth, Pizza Ramba, Mike Edison. See ya!
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.